Hello and welcome to the podcast.
Breakfast on Midlands 183 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
Thanking you, David. 33 minutes past 8, and that music means it's time for Bad Dad Gags. Not our Bad Dad Gags, your Bad Dad Gags, for texting and WhatsApping in. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
David, did you get a fright there, did you?
No, I just didn't have any working headphones, so I took them off in protest.
There's no volume at all out of them,
no.
Is it? God, I can never figure them out. Anyway.
No, it's grand. I've got ears.
You got ears, good. Good thing. Hi, Peter and David. We had a safety meeting at work yesterday, and they asked me, what steps would I take in the case of a fire? Apparently, really big and quick steps was not the answer they were expecting.
Well, I would condone that approach.
That's a very political answer to that.
It is, sorry, I don't know. Yeah.
Hi lads, I once had a teacher with a lazy eye. She couldn't control her pupils. Ray said, morning Peter, a duck walks into a bar and orders a drink and says to the barman, just put it on my bill. Do you get it? Just put it on my bill.
I love animals going into bar jokes. They're just great, aren't they?
They're the most random jokes you'll ever hear.
Picture the animal walking
duck
into the
bar.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Vinnie in Port Arlington said, I couldn't sleep last night and the wife told me to count sheep. And I wonder, what do sheep count when they can't sleep? Very philosophical of a Friday morning.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Haley got in touch with a joke. This is absolutely brilliant.
What do you give a dog when it's hot?
What do you give a dog when it's hot? You give it?
Mustard. Because
mustard.
It's a hot dog.
It's a hot dog. Hey. Yes. God, Haley, that was brilliant.
Nailed it, Haley. Well done.
What else do we have for you here? Deer just said, I opened a shoe shop. So far, it's going great. I've managed to keep everyone away from it. Get it? Shoe.
It's the simple pleasures in life.
Oh, that's brilliant. A friend asked me if I've seen the film Tractor. I said no, but I've seen the trailer.
Hey, yes.
Lads, I have this gift where I can always tell if someone's lying.
No. Ah, that's handy.
I can also tell when they're standing.
Hey. God.
Here, you were having trouble with that printer earlier, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah, it's an awful thing, actually. Mm. It's a funny old printer because I walked past it there the other day and it was playing music.
That is weird.
Yeah, turns out it was just jamming.
God, Peter.
I started a new sport, by the way.
A new sport?
Yeah, it's called silent tennis.
Silent tennis.
Yeah. It's like regular tennis, but without the racket, you know?
Yeah, yo, you.
You look like you're about to punch me there for a second.
Can't be messing with sports, Peter.
You know, Lance is an uncommon name now. You know that, Lance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But in medieval times, people were named Lance a lot.
You got me there.
Text here from Dave saying, I can't believe it. Someone broke into my house and stole all my fruit. I'm peachless.
These are great. They're getting stupider every joke.
But that's a proper bad dad gag. You don't have to be that stupid. You have to be slightly embarrassed by them. At the same time, you know what I mean?
I'm not able to stop laughing, so that's...
Good. Yeah. Well, that's because you're a dad. Yeah.
It's true. And I'm bad.
And you're a bad... You're not a bad dad. You're just a lover of bad dad gags.
Cool, thank you.
Okay.
Tell my family that.
Comms are important. Let's give you one more. Why did a scarecrow win an award?
I don't know.
Because he was outstanding in his own field.
Absolutely. Dead right.
David, have a brilliant weekend.
Peter, the very best of luck for the marathon.
Oh, thanks very much.
Everyone in the news station, in the radio station and the newsroom are pulling for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
And just don't come back injured.
I'll try not to come back. I'll try to come back. How's that? Is that all right?
Do come back.
In one piece.
Otherwise, me or Cameron will end up on the breakfast show or something.
We couldn't have that, could we?
No, I think we'll find a more able replacement. Yeah.
Thanks so much. And David, thanks so much for being part of Get Active. With Midlands 103 for running the half marathon as well in Mullingar with us. So thank you so much for
Not
being part
all.
Of this adventure.
It has been my genuine pleasure to do it. Well done. Yeah.
Thank you so much, David. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Your Friday feel-good throwback, Midlands 103. Spice up your life by the Spice Girls. You'll get another one about 20 past 12 with Niall on the afternoon show, and about 20 past 3 with Roy on Drive Time. It's official. The chicken fillet roll is Ireland's favourite lunchtime takeaway. So it's the number one choice of almost 50% of people surveyed. Circle K research shows it comes out ahead of other favourites like chicken and stuffing sandwiches, say no to that either, BLTs and chicken Caesar wraps. The chicken fillet roll has doubled in popularity since a previous survey back in 2020, according to the Irish Daily Star. I've been advocating for this for years. A hot chicken fillet roll. Oh, I love it. Butter, mayonnaise, lettuce, a bit of stuffing in there as well. Sweet corn, cheese. What else would you stick in there? 083 3010 103. Over the last few days, I've had to do what's known as carb loading for the marathon on Sunday, where you just eat 95% of your daily intake has to be carbohydrates. So a lot of bread, a lot of pastas, a lot of rice and chips. And I'm thinking today, chicken fillet roll.
Send us a text.
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Thank you, Cameron. Just coming up to 25 to 9 on your Thursday morning. Look at this. Fantastic facts of a Thursday. What are we like?
This isn't very factual.
It is very... Well, you know, we're very loose on this show. Actually, before we get to that...
Okay.
I put a question out in the last hour. So you're frying in the frying pan.
Yeah.
What do you use to fry?
What do I use to fry?
Yeah.
A frying pan?
Yeah, but what do you use to kind of move the food around or flip the food?
It depends on the food.
Okay, well, Right.
Right, okay, so let's say...
You're cooking sausages on a frying pan. What do you use?
Oh, you need something wooden for a sausage because, okay, I don't know if you agree with this, okay, but sausages are obviously round, yes?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
When
they
round?
When they start to fry and when they start to, you know, get a bit of solidity in them. Right,
so when
round.
You start to get a solid sausage, go on.
Yeah, they get a little bit more round. So, you know, if you were to, say, move the frying pan at all, they would start to roll. So I get my trick of the trade, okay, is I get a wooden spoon or a spatula and you kind of, when you flip them, you kind of press into them a little bit so the bottom of them kind of flattens out.
See, that's what I've called it, a spatula, all my life, except I've discovered today it's not. It's called an egg lifter.
An egg lifter.
There you go.
Now
the thing you use to like
we're talking about the metal.
Yes, the metal thing you hold to cook food.
Yeah,
yeah, to move it around. Yeah, apparently it's not called a spatula.
It's called an egg lifter.
An egg lifter.
That's not true.
Or a fish slice. A lot of people have been texting in.
Are you telling me SpongeBob SquarePants has been telling me lies?
Clearly.
No, I don't believe it. I dispute that claim.
There you go. Or other people call it the plastic thing in the drawer.
The plastic thing? It's not even... It's metal.
Somebody said, a spatula is the flat bendy thing you use to get the last scrape of cake mix from the bowl. There you go.
Who's saying this?
The Midlands are saying this.
I've got beef with these people.
What do you use if you're cooking beef? It's a joke.
A tong.
Egg slice from Michael Casey. What else we have here? Egg slice, egg lifter, a thingamajig is also...
A thingamajig. Okay, now thingamajig I can get on board with.
The thing in the drawer
that's not very clear.
Somebody texted and said, in our house, an egg lifter was also a wallpaper remover.
Hope you washed it before you lifted an egg.
There you go. I don't know what to call it.
It's like, a spatula.
That's what I would say, but apparently it's not.
No, Peter, okay, listen. SpongeBob SquarePants is a professional chef. He's been chefing in the Krusty Krab for many a year. At least 15 years. I don't know how far back that show goes, but it's at least 15 years old.
At least, yeah.
You're telling me I'm going to listen to Mary from Tyrrell's Pass on what to call my spatula.
Mary did actually text in, but go on anyways, yeah.
What did Mary call it?
An egg lifter.
Well, Mary, I'm sorry, you're wrong.
An egg lifter, fish slice...
Unless Mary has been a professional chef for 16 years, I'm taking SpongeBob's word.
There you go, SpongeBob. You'll be happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Fantastic facts. Shall we leave them to next Wednesday?
We can't have them on a Thursday.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel right, does it?
No, well, it's not right. It's wrong. It also doesn't...
Let's continue this egg lifter conversation next Thursday at 8:30. How's that?
Agreed.
Agreed. Let's do it. Cameron, good luck. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. George Ezra, Midlands 103. Morning, is Peter with you. Time now is 13 minutes past 8 on your Friday. Some great bad dad guys coming in. Thanks so much for those. We'll get to them at around 8:30. Morning, Peter. Could you say a big happy birthday to Mike the bus driver? Looking forward to a pint later after work. That's from Kevin. Happy birthday, Mike. And at 13 minutes past 8 in the morning, we have to say it's my waddy, boys and girls. My waddy is what they'll be enjoying a pint of, okay? Big thanks to everybody who got in touch wishing us luck for Sunday. Sunday's the day we finally run that marathon. So, we asked the question 18 weeks ago. Can anybody run a marathon? From going from sitting on the couch having a cup of tea to training to run a marathon. And we'll find out this Sunday. And we're doing it all in aid of Barrettstown. And big thanks to Pat and Chris Malloy and Tinny Cross who said best of luck. Thanks, guys. To Joan who said, good morning, Peter. Want to wish you all the best in your big run. You'll smash it. Thank you, Joan. Much appreciated. Elaine as well said very best wishes for Sunday. Hope it all goes well. And Dee and Mullingar said good luck on Sunday. Thanks so much, guys. You're brilliant. And our fundraising is going really, really well, by the way. We've hit our target. We're over €3,000 now. But I'm thinking for Barrettstown, wouldn't it be lovely if we can get it to €4,000? Wouldn't that be? What do you think? Would that be okay? It'd be lovely to get a big push on it. Because the people in Barrettstown do absolutely incredible work. Absolutely amazing. And we'd love to do what we can. They only receive 2% funding from the government. So they have to fundraise 98% every year. That's all they get, 2%. So we want to do what we can. And the people in Midlands are the best in the country for giving generously. In a country that gives more than, anyone else per capita. So if you would like to donate, midlands103.com, you can click on Get Active and it'll take you straight to our iDonate page or iDonate.com/fundraiser/Midlands103. If you can give what you can, it'd be absolutely brilliant. And as well, over the weekend, we'd love to keep you up to date. We're flying out tomorrow and we'd love to keep you up to date on everything. It's the Manchester Marathon. So we'll be doing that. We'll be on our socials. We'll be on our stories, on our Instagrams, our Facebooks, our TikToks, the full whack, because we want to bring you with us because you've been here from the start. So we'll bring you with us and you can sample the atmosphere and everything. And we'll do that on social. And on Sunday, we will find out the answer. Can you run a marathon with 18 weeks training?
Wake up to breakfast. With Peter Dunne on Midlands 103.
The Cranberries, Midlands 103. Good morning. Is Peter Dunne with you on this Wednesday? Did you hear about the couple in England who accidentally got divorced? I know you're asking, how do you accidentally get divorced? Well, a lawyer clicked the wrong button on an online portal. A final order for the divorce of a former couple known as Mr. and Mrs. Williams was accidentally applied for by solicitors at a London law firm. So the mistake was made after the lawyers intended to complete a divorce for another client with the same surnames. The Guardian reports the judge and president of the family division, Andrew McFarlane, said the divorce was finalised 21 minutes later. As I was saying, a staff member accidentally clicked the wrong button. But 3 days later, the court dismissed the plea to reverse the mistake. Dismissed him. So the previously married couple had been married for over 21 years before being accidentally divorced. The lawyers say that the verdict effectively means that the computer says no. There you go. The computer says no. Yous aren't married anymore. Can you imagine that? And they won't reverse the decision. Well, there's two options there. Number one, you can say, well, look, pay for the wedding and we'll have a big old knees up and we'll get married again. But option number two is, look, they've spoken. We may as well go our separate ways. No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose.
Supertramp, Breakfast in America. Just coming up to 20 past 8 in your Wednesday morning. For one last time here on Breakfast, let's take you on our final Get Active journey. Do you have the runners on? Have you stretched? Because you are about to run a marathon with me.
Get active with Midlands 183, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.
Off we went, and it was great to take in the atmosphere, the music, the funny signs people make up.
It's a lot of work for a free banana.
And the crowd cheering you on.
Thank you so much.
You on?
Oh, you're a star. Just at the halfway point, mile 13, and starting to feel the effects now. What do you think, Christy?
Oh, yeah. Struggling a small bit, won't I, but I'm not giving up.
No.
Not a chance.
Not at all. We won't give up. No. And
we're actually bang on time.
We are. We're doing pretty well, time-wise.
Yeah, we're doing really so. Yeah, look, we'll get there. Definitely get there. I'm not leaving. No way.
The crowds really are amazing. There were points where they just carried us through, roaring us on, and coming towards the end, you really have to dig deep to find the energy to keep going.
So right now we're at 33 kilometres of 42. Another 9 to go. And they say this is where the marathon really starts. So we'll see what happens. It's tough. It's challenging. Psychologically, physically, everything. With 9 kilometres left to go, we're going to reach for absolutely everything we have. And we're going to think about everything we've been through over the last 18 weeks. And we're going to think about Barrystown, the boys and girls we're doing this for, what we've raised, and the difference that you're going to make in their lives after you've donated. So thank you so much. And we're just going to think about all the ups and downs, everything that's got us through it, and all the people have got us through it as well.
The Manchester Marathon registration opens in 2 weeks. I was thinking we'd go for it.
I have never ran 10 kilometres before in my life.
And having no endurance experience, I would be giving myself an awful lot longer to train.
I'm absolutely dying with the flu.
Feeling a little bit of discomfort in the right leg again. That calf muscle that popped during the 10k last week.
So you do have a bit of a murmur on the heart.
Chrissy, I'm not going to lie, I struggled myself last week. You get weeks where your legs just aren't up to it, your head's not up to it. But you got it done.
In 2015, leukemia came back and Ben passed away in June 2015.
There is a very good chance, I've just been honest, there is a very good chance that you were absolutely going to cause yourself ferocious harm.
I am actually on the floor in terms of confidence, motivation.
It's important, I think, that we do follow the plan, as it were.
Bit of a pain in my foot at the minute.
Run test number 2, done and passed, thankfully.
And she said, you're after giving me hope that she's going to be okay.
Know your limit and know that it's a marathon, not a sprint.
No one really goes through a marathon plan without some kind of bump in the road along the way. You had a pretty big bump, in fairness.
I found today tough. I struggled a bit mentally to get going.
Well, in Barrystown, you basically press play on your toddle. You get to become the best part of you, comes out of you and really shines.
You can allow yourself to enjoy it. And on the last couple of miles, that's where the real buzz is.
Come on, lads, you're nearly there, you can do it.
You're nearly there and brought the finish up in less than 2 minutes.
So that's it. Across the finish line. Done and dusted. 42.2k. Coming down off a bit of a high. How did you find it, Christy?
Well, I've never ever said this to anybody ever before in my life, but I told you so. It's unbelievable. I found it tough, I'll be honest. But yeah, I'm just so proud. So proud of you for a start. Jesus, what you've come from zero to doing this today. And you were as strong as an ox, like, so just unbelievably proud, and proud of myself, I should be.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, no, look, just delighted, delighted.
You gave me a lesson today in absolute and utter mental strength and the ability to come through a marathon. Reaching for all you can. Fair play to you, that was incredible.
I looked at the watch at 9.68 miles and I said, nah, this isn't for me. Today's not my day. And just channeled every bit of strength I could from everywhere, and I mean everywhere. So just delighted, absolutely delighted. This is a medal I will cherish, because this is probably one of the hardest days I've ever run.
Wow.
So, and I've done 17 of these and countless halves and 5Ks and 10Ks and everything. But today was tough, so I'm delighted, absolutely delighted.
A big thanks to everybody who followed us on this journey, and that's it.
Been a pleasure, though.
Absolute dream, Chrissy. Fair play to you for being part of this as well, and everybody's part and followed us. This is where we leave it. Thanks so much. Final big thanks to everyone who came along with us on this journey. You, the listener, the messages of support, everyone who donated to Barrasound, our family and friends, everyone who took part in Get Active from the start, our wonderful supporters, HearMed in Tullamore, everyone who took the time out to chat to us every week on the show and podcast. It's been an incredible journey, and we finally got the answer to the question we raised at the start. Can anyone run a marathon with just 18 weeks training? If I can do it, anyway.
Get active with Midlands 183, powered by HearMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Hear when you need us. HearMed.ie.
Breakfast with Peter Dunn on Midlands 103, weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights.
Thank you very much, Cameron.
And welcome to Wednesday. Just coming up to 25 to 9 on your Wednesday morning. Good morning, Peter Dunn with you. Big, big thanks to everybody who has who's texted us in the last few minutes. This is phenomenal, Cameron. Absolutely phenomenal. The people in the Midlands are just brilliant, aren't they? Absolutely incredible.
Now, I don't know if there's that much reason to be proud.
We're proud of you, Cameron.
Oh, good, good.
For getting your sling taken off. Yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. I'm assuming, though, however, we are talking about you today.
We're talking about Get Active with Midlands 103. We're talking about...
That's you.
Everybody. We're talking about everybody who's donated to Barrasound and all the wonderful work they've done, basically.
Is this just your way of talking about you without directly talking about
now
you?
Now you got it,
okay,
Cameron.
Okay,
well done,
okay.
Well done.
Okay. I've prepared a speech.
What?
I've prepared a speech.
A speech?
Yeah, let me just break it out here.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't actually have a speech.
Oh, you can't read my writing, can you not? Okay.
However, mm-hmm. We here at Midlands 103 are very proud of you. However.
But.
Thank God this is over, because I'm sick of hearing you complain about how injured you are all the time.
I know.
I've had a broken elbow. I've been allowed to give out about this because Peter's coming in and, oh, my calf hurts, oh, my hamstring hurts, oh, my quad hurts, oh, training for a marathon is so difficult. And you know what? It probably is. But let me be a victim for a while, Peter.
Okay.
It's been so selfish.
You can now moan about your elbow, can't
you? No, I can't, because it's almost healed.
Oh, yes, nearly there.
It's too late now.
Ah, well, you missed the boat. Tough.
Shocking.
Big thanks to everybody who got in touch. God almighty, you're amazing.
Is that what somebody said to you?
No. That's what I'm saying to Mary.
Oh, okay.
Mary got in touch, right? And actually, the amount of people who have donated in the last few minutes on our iDonate page is incredible.
Donations are still open, by the way. Keep them coming.
Absolutely. Mary says, can we make it to 5,000? We're at €4,525. Can we push it to 5,000?
Of course we can.
Can we do it before the end of the day?
Of course we can.
That would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, if you could donate, it'd be amazing. Imagine being able to give Barrasound €5,000. Well, I tell you what, Ray and Fiona Murray, thanks so much for donating the last few minutes. Kathleen as well, Carmel, Margaret as well, Renee. Oh, guys, you're absolutely amazing. The Piccadilly train crew as well.
The who?
They were brilliant. We just met people on the way over from the Manchester Airport.
The Piccadilly train crew.
Yeah, we just got chatting and they donated to us. They were they were going to do the marathon as
Piccadilly's
well.
Piccadilly's a great word.
It's a lovely word. It's a lovely station as well.
Is it? I've never been.
You should try it. Next year we'll run the marathon together.
No.
What do you think?
No. You couldn't rope me in this year, Peter. You're definitely not roping me in next year.
Big thanks to everybody. God almighty. Rachel said, the clip of your journey from start to finish has me in tears. So raw and honest. Well, we said we'd always be honest from day one. So there you go. Thanks for that, Rachel. And Rachel said, we might see you to Tullamore Half. You never know.
When's the Tullamore Half?
Is that August? Is that August? I'm not sure.
Actually, you're grand. You just ran a full marathon. A half would be nothing to you.
But you're, it's only a few months away for you as well. You'll be grand.
Oh, sorry. I've got a broken elbow. I can't train.
Yeah. Morning as usual. Morning as usual. And big thanks to Hilda, who said, a baby Bikila of Ethiopia won gold in the Olympics for running barefoot. Thanks, Hilda. I barely got through that. And you're telling me about somebody who ran barefoot. Thanking you.
I think that's a suggestion, Peter.
For you.
No,
exactly.
No. We've already discussed this. However, you've already done a half marathon and a full marathon.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point in doing another one if you don't spice it up a little bit? So barefoot, Tullamore half marathon.
Well, I tell you, right? We've seen people dress up as Fred and Barney Flintstone running it barefoot on Sunday.
Did they have the car? You know the way in the Flintstones they hike the car up and just run?
No, I don't think it was a car involved.
Then it wasn't a great costume.
It was four people running as one caterpillar. There was a guy dressed as a rocket, and there was another guy dressed as an inhaler running it.
Do you know, so the four people dressed as a caterpillar,
mm-hmm.
What happens if the head of the caterpillar is a better runner than the rest of the body?
Turns into a worm then.
Is it like a chariot sort of situation where
they all have to run at the same pace at the same time?
Or the guy at the front or woman at the front just pulls them all along?
I don't know. That'd be interesting. I wouldn't like
you
to
need to track that person, those people down.
Yeah. I wouldn't like to be the person who has to use the bathroom halfway through. You're trying to fit a caterpillar into a portaloo.
Thought we were going elsewhere with that.
But can we make the €5,000 by the end
sure
of the
day? Sure
we can. Please, please, please make it happen. Midlands103.com. You can click on Get Active there. Or if you go on to idonate.ie, just type in Midlands103 and you can donate there anything. €5, €10, whatever it is. Let's see if we can get it to €5.
If somebody wants to donate €500 and just get us the rest of the way over there, that'd be great too.
Absolutely. And you know, some of the big thanks to everybody for their donations over the weekend, over the last number of weeks, months. And big shout out to JJCA Motors in Mullingar for a substantial donation over the weekend as well, guys. Thank you so much. That is absolutely incredible. And let's do it. Let's push to five. Let's
5,000.
See if we can do it.
5,000 for Barrystown.
Let's do it for Barrystown. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Ariana Grande. Midlands 103. Good morning, Peter with you. Welcome to Thursday, the 18th of April. There you go, 13 minutes past 8. You've got a doggy? Well, most people who have a doggy reckon their dogs are psychic and they can read their mind. Some people may be going, Peter, would you get up? Give it up. You're talking nonsense. Others going, yeah, they can. Well, apparently many of us reckon pets have used mystic powers to predict the weather, spot unsuitable partners, and even picked the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest. They say their dogs have also used their sixth sense to tell them what gift a loved one would prefer. When a postman is exactly one road away from their home, because they're planning to do something. The most common canine prediction was if something good or bad was about to happen. There you go. Well, just look at Lassie. Lassie knew everything. So they call it paranormal activity. Get it? Paranormal activity. That'd be my luck now. My luck, I'd get a dog that can predict the winner of Eurovision. When in fairness, I'd rather a dog who can pick the lotto numbers. Spot, come here. Come here. Give us six numbers there. Breakfast with Peter Dunn on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Big thanks to Chewy the dog, by the way. Brenda got in touch and said Chewy was listening in. Wants to say massive congratulations, Peter, on your marathon success. Thank you, Chewy. Much appreciated. And all the lovely kind words from everybody, including Liz, who wants to wish everybody all the best who took part in Get Active with Midlands 103. Thank you so much, guys. And big thanks to our Ronan Berry, who got in touch, by the way.
Well done on doing the Manchester Marathon, Peter, and raising so much great funds for Barrettstown. But someone's got to bring you back down to earth. So the big question is, did you spend longer running for the marathon or longer talking about it?
Ronan, I think we both know the answer to that question. Okay, I know we said goodbye, but I'm back again really quickly to let you know that we have just smashed €5,000 raised for Barrettstown. Ah, that is absolutely amazing. A big, big thanks to the unit Jim and Clara who got us over the line there. I can't believe it. €5,000 we've raised on Get Active with Midlands 103. Oh, my heart is pounding. Right, okay, I'll let you go. News on the way next. Good luck.